Let's lower those expectations, please. Just, wow. How are you guys? You guys good? Man. Oh, excited to be back in New York, where I am no longer Mexican. I moved to Los Angeles, and as soon as I got off the plane, Mexican. And I try to explain it to people, like, no, half Puerto Rican, half Guatemalan. They're like, yeah, Guadalajara, that's Mexico. Keep it moving. Just, we don't. It's hard being Spanish in this country. People don't understand that. Like when you're a white person, right, and somebody asks you, like, where you from? You could be like, oh, Wisconsin, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's good. That's the answer. Like, I'm Spanish. People are like, where you from? I'm like, oh, New York. They're like, where are you from? I don't know, New York, New York? Like, what do you... Like, when you're Spanish, you expected to have a story. I don't have one, so I feel bad. Like, now I just make one up. The crazier, the better. When people are like, where are you from? I'm like, well, let me tell you my story. It was Cinco de Mayo. My mom hatched me out of a piñata, rolled me in a tortilla, and then floated me across the border. That's... It's gonna sound dumb. I wish I was sexier kind of Spanish, sexier kind of Latino. Like, I wish I was from, like, Spain or Argentina with that accent. You know what I'm talking about? The, how are you doing? Women love that accent. I see work all the time. Guys walk up to girls at bars. They're like, how are you? I want to make love to you. Women lose their minds. They're like, oh my God, he's exotic. I can't do that. Guatemalan accent, not sexy. Puerto Rican accent, worst accent ever, let's be honest. It is. No woman wants to come home, see flower petals on the floor, candles lit, and there's her guy. How are you, baby? I want to toss you with my pee-pee. Like, ah. Put it away, Hector. Put it away. I really wish that accent were better, right? It is how bad it is. You could have the most important job in the world. That accent gives you no credibility. A couple weeks ago, I took a flight. The captain was Puerto Rican. I got right off that plane. I did, because when you get a plane, you're supposed to hear that soothing jazz voice. You know what I'm talking about? This is your captain speaking. This is what I heard. Hello, everybody. We are going to fly to Los Angeles. They say it takes 5 hours. I'm going to do it in 3. I was like, no, get my bags. No. But that Spain accent, you can say anything. It's sexy as hell. I think right now the sexiest thing on television are those Nasonex commercials. You have no time. It's nasal spray. You don't have to be sexy about it. But this little Antonio Banderas bee comes out and seduces you for no reason. He flies out all sexy. He's like, having trouble breathing? Shh. I put my stinger in your flower, all better. I'm sitting there rubbing myself like I need Nasonex. I don't know. I make fun, but I grew up with the accent. My mother's been in this country 35 years, still has not mastered the English language. When I was little, I used to get yelled at in all the wrong tenses. She'd be like, no, 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 no. Ecu to me. What will you be thinking when you were did that? I didn't know if I was getting yelled at for something I did or something I was going to do in the future. And if your parents were like this, you knew you couldn't laugh. You couldn't laugh and you couldn't correct them. That was another beating. I remember one time I was in the second grade. I failed an English test. My mother was pissed, got right in my face. She was like, how is you do to be failing this? That's how you taught me English. Beat me twice. I love my parents. I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. But the problem is they constantly do things that just write to itself. I have to talk about it. Like recently, my parents joined Facebook. Thank you, younger people, for getting that. Older people are looking at me like, wow, that's cool. No. My parents don't belong on Facebook because my parents don't understand Facebook. That's the problem. Like, first of all, my dad has been sending me messages every day. And in his message, he describes who he is like his name and picture don't appear on my computer screen. Old people, we see your face when you write to us. So I see him, but he's still like, mijo is me. You father. I'm married to you mother. We grew up together. He's constantly calling me with questions about Facebook. You ever get a question from your parents that's borderline inappropriate? He called me the other day. He was like, mijo, why don't you poke my face? I was like, what? I want you to poke my face. I poke your face. Together, we can poke your mother's face. My mother does not understand the concept of writing on my wall. She thinks it's a one-on-one conversation. So she ends up putting up family secrets and gossip. 3 days ago, this is what she wrote on my wall. She's like, mijo, don't tell nobody. She was like, you cousin Christina got another abortion. Que puta, click. Wow. I was like, you just told everybody. And it got 15 likes. I love my parents, I do. My favorite thing to do with my parents, especially my mother, if you've never done this, go find a little Latin woman and do this. I love watching televised court trials and like Law and Order with her. If you've never done this, Latin women will convict the hell out of anybody with no facts. They'll just look at somebody and tell you what they think. Like, we'll watch court trials, they're like, oh, he's guilty, he did it. I'm like, how do you know? Mira, he has tattoos. I don't like that. That's... She would make the worst lawyer ever. They'd be like, present your case. You own it? Exhibit A. Mira, right here, he has crazy eyes. I don't like that. That's... Guilty. Or Law and Order. I'd love to see you on that show. Instead of being an hour long, that show would be 2 minutes long. You'd hear the little sound effect. They'd find the body. She would come out. He did it right there. That's the one. How do you know? He's black. They always do it. That's the one. Two. Ma'am, that's... I see. I know, but he has ponytail. I don't like that. That's... I like you guys. You guys are a little racist. I like it. That's... You guys didn't groan at all. You're like, yeah, they always do do it. Buckle in. It's going to get worse. I'm glad to be here. I've been having a weird week, and you guys are actually fun. All right, let me tell you what happened. I accidentally hit on a man. It's a weird sentence to say out loud, I know. Let me tell you what happened. So last week, I did a show in Nebraska because my career is taking off. So anyway, I take the flight, right? And I don't want to say I'm stereotypical that there was a gay flight attendant, but he was. Because I got on, he was like, hi, welcome to flight 787. Like, let's be honest, no straight guy talks with his hand on his chest unless he's having heart trouble or pledging allegiance. We don't get that excited. You're never going to walk up to another dude like, dude, did you see the Yankees? Did I see the Yankees? Like... Anyway, I get on a plane. He starts subtly hitting on me. I didn't understand what was happening. He starts doing his announcements. He's like, all right, we have exits there, there, and there. But don't worry, if there's an emergency, I've got you, 12C. It's like, 12C? Oh, that's me. Okay. Ooh. He's passing around the free snacks. He's trying to give me extra free snacks. He's like, would you like extra pretzels? Like, nah, how about extra nuts? I was like, nah. I have a nut allergy, thank you. I don't. So anyway, I do the show in Nebraska. First flight home, guess who's there? Welcome to Flight 787. Like, I see him, he sees me, he gets excited. He's like, oh, you weren't with us very long. And this is what I said. I was like, nah, just the way I like it, in and out. He was like, oh. I tried to fix it too. I was like, nah, man, what I meant was I like the quickies. He was like, mm-hmm. He grabbed my hand and took me to my seat. It was weird. I'm glad to be back in New York. Los Angeles is a little weird. But one thing I do love about Los Angeles, though, is they actually have Mexicans. All right, relax. That's not the joke yet. You laugh way too quickly. Like, hey, that's where they should stay. They actually have Mexicans working at Mexican restaurants. I like that. Here in New York, it's usually white people. I don't like that. No offense, white people. Two reasons. First of all, you ever ask a white person how hot or spicy something is? You guys overreact a little too much. You're like, oh my God, it's like a volcano. It's like lava. You're like, calm down, Chad. It's just the chips. Relax. But at the same time, I'm a hypocrite. I don't like asking Mexicans how hot or spicy something is because they've been eating jalapeno peppers since out the womb. So you're like, Jose, is that good? It's okay. You eat it, and your anus falls right out. Second reason I don't like white waitresses, and I don't mean to come off as a jerk, but when you pronounce the item on the menu the way it's supposed to be pronounced, the waitress catches an attitude. I'll be like, yes, I'll have el burrito grande de carne asada. They're like, all right, Ricky Martin, we get it. You speak Spanish. A couple weeks ago, I went to a Mexican restaurant. White waitress came up to me. I tried to be nice. I did the little point and show. I was like, I'm going to have that. She got all sassy and tried to out-Spanish me. She was like, oh, you mean los tacos de Mexico, conquista de Guadalajara? I was like, whoa, Becky with a little jalapeno name tag. Are you really trying to out-Spanish me? So I got her pregnant because nothing's more Spanish. Kidding. Some of you look mortified. I'm joking. I didn't. I'm actually married. This is my proof of purchase. Thank you. I don't know if this is a symptom of marriage, but ever since I've done it, I'm paranoid as hell. And what I mean by that is I look around, I see you ladies, you're all beautiful. I don't trust any of you. I feel like you're all working for my wife trying to set me up. I don't trust you on Instagram? No, thank you. Get away from me. Last week I was at a restaurant, the waitress came up to me, she's like, would you like to see our specials? Like, you keep your specials to yourself. Happily married, send over a dude. The guy came over, he was like, welcome to restaurant 787. I was like, oh, dang. I also don't trust her. I'll explain. I've been married 2 years. Do we have married people here tonight? Married? Some of y'all? Married? How long? 51 years. Good for you. Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you, sir. At what point does she fart in front of you? Don't look at her. Look at me. Be a man. Look at me. Don't look. Right here. I'll give you a ride home. Don't look at her. 24 years? That's creepy. Like, 2 years. I haven't heard her smell the thing. It makes me nervous. I feel like she's building up like Krakatoa. And one day just gonna explode all over the walls. Ladies, I don't know why you do this. Just let it out in front of us. we will love you so much more. If you haven't done it yet, this is what you do. Ready? Next time you're at home with your man and you're watching TV and he gets up to go get a sandwich or to the bathroom or something and he comes back into the room, just go, baby, baby, make a gun and fart shoot him real quick. Just whack. He's not even going to be mad. He's going to laugh hysterically. And if he loves you, he's going to shoot you right back. He went, he'll be like, whack, there we go, soulmates, I knew it. I'm going to put a ring on it. I do in front of her, every guy does. I still do the silent ones though, because I respect her. Because guys know with the silent ones, you have a 50-50 shot, it's not gonna smell. I'm not saying it's foolproof, but those are good odds. I got caught the other day, we were driving, I let a silent one out, I was like, oh, it's not gonna be bad. And then I smelled it, I was like, oh, divorce. And this is why I got caught. We were driving, we were in the middle of nowhere. I had nothing to blame it on. Like, you know when you're driving, fellas, you let one out, she's like, what's that smell? Like, oh, that factory right there. That's, I think that's a poop factory. That's, I had nothing. I panicked. This is how I thought I was going to fix it. Guys, this does not work. I tried to smell it all before she smelled it. I was just like, uh-oh. She was like, what do you do? I was like, my allergies. She was like, your allergies smell like diarrhea. Get that checked out. That's. That. 51 years. Good for you guys. Where'd you guys meet? Can I ask? Grammar school. Oh my God, that's adorable. Good for you. Yeah. I like that. Like, that's a story you can tell people and be proud of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever meet a couple and you ask them their story and they tell it to you and then you look at them and like, you two should not be together at all. I made the mistake of asking my parents, right? First of all, my mother lied to me. She tried to create a romantic story. I was like, Mom, how'd you meet Dad? How'd you know? She's like, oh, I saw him. The sun was hitting his face. His long blonde hair was in the wind. I was like, my dad's not even blonde. Who the hell are you talking about? My dad's story was worse. It's very unemotional, very dry. I was like, Dad, how'd you meet Mom? How'd you know? He's like, oh, ho, ho. I saw her. She had big titties. I like it. Why would you tell me that? 51 years. They've been married 30 years, and it's not cute like this anymore. They don't. I think they're. I don't even think they're together because of love. I think they're just waiting each other out. Because my mother truly walks into the house. She's like, oh, you still alive. I ain't no going anywhere either. And divorce was never an option with them. Rarely an option with Spanish people, especially if there's kids involved. Because I remember I asked her one time, I was like, if you're not happy, why don't you just go? She's like, oh, me go with the children. So he can be alone and happy? I am here forever. Divorce is a hard thing for kids. I'm not making fun of it. I think it's harder on Spanish kids, though. I'm sorry to say it. I've seen the way other races deal with it, especially white people. You guys are good. I watched Dr. Phil. You're good. They explain it to them. They love them. They're like, Billy, Billy, come here. I just want you to know that Daddy still loves you. And I'm going to teach about divorce with hand puppets and crayons. You don't get that in a Spanish house. It'll be like, Fernando, come here. You father is a loser. He left us because he no love us. I want you to go to your room because you have the same loser face he does. And I want to smack the crap out of you right now. Just... They were my example for marriage. I almost didn't do it. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I almost did. This is why. Now, I'm no expert, but I don't think guys should help with the wedding planning. All right, nobody. All right, good. I'll explain why. ladies, the problem is you've been planning your wedding since you were little girls. You've talked about it with your friends. You have a dream wedding in your head. Guys, we haven't talked about it once. Like, you'll never walk into a sports bar, see dudes sitting at a table. Like, yo, Jeff, what's your dream wedding? Tulips? Me too! So we don't get the process. This is how I knew me and my wife were on different pages. One night we're planning our wedding. You know, she goes, you know, it'd be so romantic if during the ceremony a dove flew down and put the ring on my finger. I just wanted to push her off a cliff. I really did. I was like, what are you, a magician? Doves? I tried to help. Don't do it, guys. We got into fights and made no sense to me. Two biggest fights we got into. The first fight we got into was about stamps. Stamps. She sent me to go buy wedding stamps for the invitations. I didn't know that there was a wedding stamp. Yeah, which is BS, because if you can make a stamp for that occasion, make stamps for other occasions, like a pay your bill stamp. It's a dude with no money on it, like this. Nope, sorry. Or how about a stamp to pay speeding and parking tickets? It's a middle finger, that's all it is. Yeah. Everyone would pay on time. I'd put two stamps on, like, there you go, officer, enjoy that. Just. Anyway, I get to the post office, like, okay, I need stamps. She's like, all right, we have the regular flag stamp, or this month, we have a special commemorative stamp. I heard two words, I heard special. I was like, our wedding is special. Commemorative, I don't know what it means, but it sounds fancy. I get home, I don't even get a thank you. She's like, what the hell are these? I tried to hit her with the two words. I was like, baby, first of all, those are special. Commemorative. Malcolm X stamps, just put them on, let's do this. The second fight we got into was because I refused to wear the tuxedo. I'll explain. When you're a white guy and you put on a tux, you go from average Joe to James Bond, secret agent, you look cool as hell. When you're a black guy, you go from average Joe to Barack Obama, presidential. When you're a Latino male, you go from average Jose to waiter. You just don't look right. Nope. I didn't want to be at my wedding and people coming up to me, excuse me, can we get two Chardonnays, table two? I'm not a relationship expert, but this is what I think it is, if you want your relationships to last. For women, you have to stop watching these romantic movies because you put unnecessary pressure on men. I got into a fight the other day with my wife, right? She was like, why can't you be more like the guy from The Notebook? I was like, he's not real, that's why. He has a director. I wish I had a director in my marriage. How great would that be, fellas? He comes in just about, you're about to say something dumb, he just comes in and cut. Wow, you said that. Whew, she's gonna kill you. Yeah. Come sit down, let the stunt double go and read your lines. You ladies also watch these guys in these movies, and you think that that's who we are as men, and we're going to let you down. The worst guy, and I can't stand this dude, is Liam Neeson. I hate Liam Neeson. I do. I'm going to tell you why before you turn on me. Listen, fellas, I don't think you've realized Liam Neeson has set the bar way too high for men. Way too high. This dude, he was a Jedi. He fought wolves barehanded. Wolves. I won't even kick a mouse off a sidewalk for my wife. He killed half of Europe looking for his family twice. Twice. Now, I love my wife, I do. But do you realize what would happen to her if she got stolen in Europe? She would die in Europe, yeah. I'm glad you know. You're like, oh. And it's not that I don't love her. Number one, I don't have those skills. Number two, I'm half Puerto Rican. What are the odds I'm going to pick up a call that I don't know? Like 0 + 1 = 1. Nah. I owe somebody money. No, thank you. That's. I'm just saying, ladies, if you want your relationships to last, you have to be more realistic of what you expect out of men. That's all it is. Ready? Here's some things we're going to break down. Ladies, you want us to be honest with you, right? You want honesty? I'm going to tell you now you don't. And I'm going to tell you why. Guys, we think a lot of stupid things all the time. Number one question women always ask us, what are you thinking right now? If you knew, you would leave us. Yeah. If you don't believe me, ladies, think about any time you've been with your man and you go, baby, what are you thinking? And he goes, nothing. He was just thinking the dumbest thing possible and he was scared to share it. I got caught the other day. We were watching TV. I zoned out. She's like, baby, what do you think? I was like, oh, nothing. This is what I was thinking. I was thinking, how cool would it be if she also had back titties? Front and back. I would hug her all the time. Or even better, fellas, when your girl gets mad at you and she gets into bed, she's like, I'm not talking to you. Like, all right, that's cool. I didn't want you to talk anyway. Don't look mortified, ladies. I'm sorry. Some of you look disgusted. That's just a testament of how beautiful the female body is. Do you realize that? Ladies, if you started growing back boobs, no guy here would send you to the hospital. He'd be like, hold on, let's see what happens. Let's see how this turns out. The male body's disgusting. How quick would you send us to the emergency room if we started growing back nuts? Like that. We'd ask you too, like, baby, I got some on my back? Yeah, you got nasty, saggy nuts. Go to the emergency room right now. Get those removed.
Okay.
Here's another thing, women, you say you want us to be. You want us to be emotional, right? You want emotions. I'm going to tell you now, it's not that we're not emotional. Every guy in here is. The problem is you're emotional at weirder times, and guys, we don't understand it. Yeah, we don't get crying at songs or cards or movies. That's a big one. Fellas, you ever get a girl get mad at you because you're not crying during a movie? It happened to me once. I was on a date. This girl's like, why aren't you crying? I was like, I don't know. When I came in, I realized that all of this was make-believe. She got right in my face. She's like, movies don't make you cry? I thought about it, and I'll share this with you guys. Last movie that made me cry, The Lion King. Yeah. Yeah. If you didn't cry during The Lion King, you're dead inside. When the dad dies, that messed me up. I was a little kid. I ran up to the TV. I was like, Mufasa, no. I ran, I hugged my dad. I was like, Dad, I love you. He was like, okay. Faggot. What the hell is wrong with you? It's not even real, it's a cartoon. Luca, rewind it. He's alive again. People get so mad, like, your dad was a jerk. My dad was actually, I love that old school parenting. I really do. Like, I'm getting tired of this new school parent. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they're like, oh, we're all winners. We're all the thing. No, we're not. I especially hate those parents that lie to their kids. Like, you ever see that kid that brings home a painting or project and they lie to him right to his face? Like, oh, look at that, Billy. You're so creative. You put roller skates on the cat. You're a little Picasso. My dad never did that for me. If I brought home a painting or a project, my dad would be like, oh, look at that. What are you, retarded? The dog is purple. Put it on the refrigerator. So when the family come over, they're going to know you're retarded? No, that's... Nope. You stab. Relationships. I'm not an expert, so But this is what I think for guys. I think it's easy for guys to be in relationships and to date because we're more realistic of what we look for. Like, ready? This was my list before I got married. Fellas, if you're single, feel free to use it. Ladies, you can tell me if it's fair. Ready? Number one, no smoking. That's fair, right? Yeah. Number two, no ugly, right? Yeah. Some of you with me, some of you are judging me. Listen, you might accidentally make a kid one day. Nobody here wants an ugly kid running at them like, daddy, hold me. Uh-uh, that's your mama's mess. Stop playing around. Stop. You want a cute baby. You want people to look at your baby and not be like, oh, no, I'm good. I just ate. I got to wait 30 minutes. Another thing on my list. All right. Clean. We're all adults here. Listen, there's a lot of stuff out there. Be safe. Be protected. Get tested. I was recently tested. Anybody been tested before? Five people. Good. That's this whole section. You guys didn't even move. You guys all just froze. Like, don't ask, don't tell. If we don't move, he can't see us. Get tested. I'm telling you, it's a relief once you know. The only bad thing was when the doctor called me with the results, he should have started the phone call with, congratulations, clean. He didn't. He just started listing STDs on the phone. Yeah, so I was like, doctor? He's like, Eric Rivera? AIDS, HIV, gonorrhea. I was like, oh my, I am dirty as hell. I don't know what my hand is doing on the weekends. And he just keeps going. He's like, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes. Like, I'm dying. I've got everything. After this long, crazy list, he just goes, all negative. I was like, douche face, you should have started there. I was writing my will. It's the worst way to give information. Who talks like that? Like, ladies, pretend for one second, right? Your husband, your man, your boyfriend, he disappears. He's gone for like 4 or 5 days. Then he shows up again, and you're like, honey, where were you? And he was like, strip club, illegal cockfight, punching midgets, doing blow downtown, sleeping with your sister. And he went through this crazy list, and at the end he was like, all negative. Another thing on my list, it's gonna be racy, but we're here, so let's do it. I'm a big believer of dating outside of your race. Yeah, yeah. Because the cross-cultural differences are hilarious. And if you don't want to date outside your race, you're already with somebody, that's cool. But you can see on little things. My favorite thing is the way we shop. Like white people, what I love about you guys is you guys buy stuff that you need, necessities. You have a list, you bring your families, you have a plan of attack. You're like, all right, you ready? Skylar, Madison, Taylor, Tyler. We need flip-flops, frisbees. I don't know what you guys buy. I'm just making this up. I'm just... Asparagus. We need asparagus. My people, we just buy stuff we want and we say we need it. Especially if you never dealt with a Puerto Rican, Puerto Ricans buy anything that is on sale. We don't care if it's on sale, I need them. That, those are tampons. I know, but it's on sale, I need it. Right now, okay. All right. I actually remember one of the biggest fights my parents got into. I was about 7 years old. My dad bought a 30-foot garden hose because it was on sale. We lived in a one-bedroom apartment. On the fifth floor. No garden, no lawn. They fought every day about it. And to prove to my mother he needed his hose for 2 weeks, he had it hooked into the kitchen sink, running into the living room. And he would just yell at her from the door. He's like, Mira, I need water! I have water! You want water? You can have it. You don't have a hose. telling you, date outside the race. Cross-cultural differences. First of all, different races, different ideas of what dating is. For example, my last girlfriend was white. That's not why we broke up. We broke up because she was crazy. But we should have seen, about a month in, we're trying to plan our weekend. You know what she says? She goes, it'd be fun this weekend. Let's go hiking. What? Hiking. Have you ever tried describing hiking to a Spanish person? I came home excited. I was like, Dad, I'm going hiking. He was like, what the hell is that? What we're going to do is we're going to climb a mountain. We're going to look around and then climb back down. He's like, why? Are you in trouble with the police? Cross-cultural differences. I also noticed the difference when we broke up. Ready? I don't want to say all white women do this because there's a lot of them here. After the breakup, she actually wrote me an email. She wrote me a 3-page email telling me how awesome I was and how much she learned from the relationship. Some of you are giggling. You don't realize she wrote me a recommendation letter. I had it laminated. I took it on other dates with me. That's how I got my wife. She was like, so why should we do this? I was like, ha-ha, read that right there. Yeah. I got references. That's a white woman thing. Spanish women, the only reference they're going to write you is on the side of your car with a key. I hate you, a small penis. Not a good reference. Ready? My wife is white. You didn't see that coming, did you? Yeah. Yeah. You can clap for that. That is an accomplishment. I noticed the differences when we went to visit each other's families. Ready? I don't want to say her parents are racist because that's such a strong word. But they did racist things. First time I met them, we go over to the house for dinner. Her mother runs up to me. She's like, oh my God, I've heard so much about you. So excited to finally meet you. I've got a surprise for you. Runs into the kitchen, comes back out. She's like, guacamole. She didn't do it to be mean, but in my head I was like, really? We're going to break a piñata too? What is this? But it goes both ways. We also noticed the differences when she came to my house. She tried to impress my dad with her fancy education. My dad's old school, blue collar. He had no clue what the hell she was talking about. She sat there. She's like, you know, I've got my BS in finance. I recently acquired my CPA. I want to go back to school, get my MBA, and one day have my PhD. My dad was like, oh, wow. I have HBO. GPS. And TNT. I know drama. Another cross-cultural difference I noticed is the way we argue. Like white women, wear this with pride. You ladies are amazing when it comes to arguments. Oh, you're good. Very organized and prepared. Half the time I argue with my wife, I feel like I'm on trial. I have no clue what's happening. I'm like, baby, why are you mad? Oh, you don't know why I'm upset? Turn to page 14 in your packet. A, you're spending all my money. B, we're not communicating enough. Let's take a look at my PowerPoint presentation. I've learned a little trick to neutralize it, though. Fellas, feel free to use this trick if it works for you. My wife doesn't speak Spanish. So what I do now when I'm losing arguments, I yell at her in Spanish and leave the room. I don't even yell anything of substance. I yell like fruits and vegetables and storm out. It scares her. So as soon as she starts, she's like, really? That's the story you're going with? Let's look at the facts. I'm like, you know what? Tomate, cebolla. And I'm gone. From my non-Spanish speakers, all I say was tomatoes and onions. But she gets nervous. She's like, oh my God, that's his land temper. He might hit me. I better stop. But she's a smart girl, so I'm just waiting for the day she buys Rosetta Stone and figures it out. I try to pull it off. I'm like, you know what? Tomate, cebolla. She's like, uh-uh. Pico de gallo, jackass. Get back here. But it's a cross-cultural difference. I've noticed it. I've seen it. I've dated other women. Spanish women, love them to death. Not that good at arguing. They're too emotional. They just want to cut you down. They'll say whatever's going on in their head has nothing to do with the argument. Yeah. You'll be like, baby, I don't want to go to your mother's house. She's like, oh, no, 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 no. Number one, you feet stink. Number two, you think you look sexy with a new haircut? You look stupid, okay? We going to my mother's house. Stop crying, go wait in the car. Now the worst when it comes to arguments, the absolute worst, black women. Get as uncomfortable as you want, I'm telling this joke. Don't look around, princess. Wow! That's racist. Just the eyes, just like this. I love that you turn to your whole body, you're like, hold on, oh, they're back there, okay, all right. I see them. And they know, I'll tell you, if you've never had an argument with a black woman, it is the scariest experience in your life. Because first of all, they start talking to people that aren't even in the room. Then they start talking to God. You'd be like, baby, I don't want to go to your mother's house. She's like, he said he don't want to go to my mother's house. Lost his mind. Oh Lord, save this little Spanish. I'm about to kill him. So here's my safety tip for white guys. Because I'm getting tired of seeing you guys get chewed out in public. Remember, this is gonna save your lives. White guys, if you're gonna date a black woman or be friends with one or even just get into a verbal confrontation, remember this, black women, you're beautiful, beautiful. But you have to treat them like they're cobras. And what I mean by that is once you see that neck start moving, just run. Don't wait to find out. We've all seen, it's always some goofy white guy like, I wonder what she's gonna say. As soon as you see, just take off. Another cross-cultural difference I've noticed is me and my wife, we recently had a baby. And yeah, okay. Yeah. you don't have to clap. I didn't do anything. She did all the work. My part was way in the beginning. It was quick. Done. She had a baby. I had a sandwich. Let's be honest. But it's weird to me you have to say it like that, you know? Like, oh, we had a baby. Even in the pregnancy, we're pregnant. I wasn't pregnant. Believe me, I took the test. I'm not going to lie to women. I don't know what it is about those home pregnancy tests. Once you bring them to the house, guys were just dying to try one. We're waiting for you to leave so we can pee on one. I don't know what's worse, that I peed on the stick... Or like a jackass, I waited for the results. Like it might happen. I was nervous too. I was like, oh man. Don't be positive. Please don't be positive. Don't be positive. Negative. All right, good. It's an interesting process. My wife went and bought all these books for it. I didn't know there was all these books. Like, what to expect if you're expecting? What to expect if you want to expect? What to expect if you expect to expect? She sat me down. We had conversations. She tried to plan it out. And right there, you see the difference. White people love to plan babies. My people, we just multiply.
We do that. You want a baby? There you go. You want two? There you go.
She sat me down. We had very white conversations. First conversation we had, she's like, what are we going to do if we can't get pregnant? And I laughed. I laughed. I was like, I'm half Puerto Rican. I got this. She was like, stop playing. I was like, I'm not playing. I don't know what's in our DNA, but it's strong as hell. I don't care if the government is guarding your egg. I'm going to cross that border. She then hit me with the whitest question I've ever heard. Whitest question. Ready? She said, if we can't get pregnant, should we consider adoption? That's a very white question. Be honest with yourselves. When was the last time you saw a little Latino, Puerto Rican, or Mexican family with an adopted Asian baby? You're never going to meet Mingling Hernandez. And if you see that, go play the lotto. You just saw a miracle is what you saw. That's... I had a woman come up to me after the show a couple nights ago. She's like, that joke was offensive. How do you know that's just a white person problem? And I challenged her. I said, why don't you go south of the border and ask for a fertility clinic? I guarantee it would be about 20 minutes before some little old Latin guy comes up to her. Like, you want fertility?
Right there. There you go.
I did not enjoy pregnancy. No man does. Because you know what the problem is, ladies? Your mom's prepped you for it. There's all these books for it. Guys, we have nothing. Ready? And fellas, I'm here to warn you. Again, I'm no expert, but this is, first of all, get ready for this. It changes your love life. It does. And women know it, too, because you ask us. You're like, if I get pregnant, are we still gonna? And we're like, yeah. But we don't. And this is the problem, ladies, because you think it's because you gain weight. That's not the problem at all. It's that pregnancy clothing is ridiculous. And if you don't believe me, go to a department store. Go to the maternity section. My wife had pants that came up past her nipples. And the poor thing would try to be all sexy. She'd come into bed like, hey, baby, you want to... Like, would you go fly fishing? Put your galoshes back on. We're not doing this. Also, pregnancy is for women. And what I mean by that is it's 9 months where they treat you ladies like you're queens of the universe. They throw you showers. They get you gifts and flowers. And guys, we get treated like we had nothing to do with it. And don't get me wrong, ladies. I understand the miracle of human life. You're growing human life inside. It's a beautiful thing. Right? But I just want a little credit. Because let's be honest, you can't make the Big Mac without the secret sauce. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. A little credit. That's all I wanted. I was getting tired of people running up to my wife, rubbing her stomach, like, look at you. You're amazing. You made a miracle. You're glowing. I wanted people to run up to me and at least rub my balls or something. You know what I'm saying? Just a little... Look at you, you're amazing. You made a miracle. You're glowing. I was in the delivery room when it happened. Don't do that, fellas. I've seen some things I cannot unsee. I learned this, though, in the delivery room. I learned that women, you're a lot more mature than men are. Way more mature. A lot more. And this is how I found that out. First of all, fellas, get ready to see a woman get manhandled. And what I mean by that is people come in very nonchalantly. They just put their hand in her, check them, and walk out like nothing. And they talk to you, too, like, hey, great weather we're having. They just come in like nothing. They just come in, 3 centimeters, they leave. At one point, I could have sworn it was a janitor. My man was like, 4, he left. I was like, does he work here? He was in the corner just... Anyway, her doctor comes in to check her, right? She's like, all right, Mr. Rivera, you're about 5 centimeters. I'll be back in an hour to check on you again. As soon as she left, first words out of my mouth, I was like, babe, before the next checkup, you should put a quarter up there. Before you judge me, could you imagine the look on that doctor's face? She's been delivering for years. She's never seen anything like that. She's going to come in on the next checkup like, well, that's different. And women, that's why I say you're more mature than men. Ladies, I'm not gonna lie to you. If we had vaginas, we'd put stuff in it. We would. Right? Forget a wallet. I'd carry everything in mine. Credit cards, keys, loose change. If I was giving birth, confetti. Yeah. It'd be the best birth ever. They'd be like, all right, ready, Mr. Rivera? Years, kids. Did you guys make? How many? Two? What are they? Two girls. Oh, you went second round. You're like, I'm going to try to make this boy. One boy. Done. Checkmate. Because let's be honest, that's what every guy wants. That's what we want. We want the boy. Ladies, we love you, so we lie to you. Like, oh, as long as it's healthy. As long as it has a penis. And women don't understand it either. It's so sexist. This is the problem, ladies. It's the guys. We know what kind of perverts we really are. So we know if we make the little girl our jobs for the rest of our lives, vagina goalies. Yeah, because we know at some point some little dirty boy's going to show like, oh, I'm here to pick up your daughter. Nah, get out of here with your dirty penis. But I made the boy. Mindset's different. I'm like, yeah. Line up, ladies. There he is. Me and my wife already got into a fight about it. My son, barely a year old, we're watching him sleep one night. I'm looking at him like, man, look at him. He's going to be a lady killer. I'm going to get him guitar lessons. She was like, ew, why? So he can pick up girls and get laid? Yeah, that's why. Why else would I get him guitar lessons? Stop asking dumbass questions. She's like, that's disgusting. If we had a little girl, would she get guitar lessons? I was like, no. She'd be playing the accordion. The ugliest instrument I can think of. No guy thinks this is sexy. Yeah. And no wind instruments either. No wind instruments. Yeah. Thank you, most of you. Some of you don't get what I'm saying there. I never want to have a little girl come up and be, Daddy, I want to play the flute. Get that out your mouth. Pick up the accordion right now. Pick it up. Terrified to be a dad. I am. You guys have been with me for a while now, so you can see I shouldn't be one, but... Because I think this is every guy's fear. Once you have your kid, like, your biggest fear is, like, I got to be better than my old man was. And he wasn't that good, so I think I got this. First of all, my dad was old school. He wasn't emotional. Like, I think, if I could recall, he told me he loved me one time, and I was, like, about 12, and he was like, mijo, I love you. Do get out in front of the television. I'm trying to watch the game. I count it. But I asked him. I was like, Dad, you weren't emotional with me. You never held me. He was like, no, I hold you one time. Your mother tried to hit you. I hold you. You were running. I don't know. Not what I meant. I told him. I was like, dude, you never showed me love and affection. He was like, oh, yeah. I didn't want to make you gay. Which is weird. That's how he thought it was going to happen. Like, with positive reinforcement. Like, mijo, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Come here. And I was going to be like, Daddy, get off of me!
Welcome to Flight 787.
Like... But that's not the only reason. Like, another thing, my dad was, we were poor growing up, and that's not why he was bad. That's not his fault. But he was creative with his money, which was not good. to give you a little backstory, I have what's known as a holiday birthday, right? My birthday is a week and a half after Christmas. Kids always thought that was cool growing up. Like, wow, you must get double the gifts. No. This is how creative he was. Ready? One time, I was about like third grade. I get this box for Christmas. I open it up, and inside is a right sneaker, just one. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? He's like, well, maybe feel good on your birthday. Now that I'm older, too, I realize my dad did some bad parenting. Ready? When you're poor, you never go anywhere good for summer vacations. Like, I remember other kids, like, we went to Disney World, Six Flags. My dad only took us to wherever we had relatives because he didn't want to spend on a hotel. Every year it was the same thing. Okay, where do you want to go? We have your Uncle Manny in New Jersey. Or your Uncle Freddy who lives in the basement. Where do you want to go? So he would take us on these road trips to go visit family. And he would give us what he called traveling juice. And as a little kid, I'd get excited. It's traveling juice. Now that I'm older, I realize he was giving me shots of NyQuil to knock my little ass out in the back seat. He was drugging me. That's not why he was bad. The worst part was, like I said, he was creative. He would use it to his advantage. I'd be in the back seat waking up like, oh, we almost did Disney World. He'd be like, oh, we already went. You miss everything, Sleeping Beauty. Messed up. And the only reason I knew he was lying to me is because he would tell me stories about Disney. They had no Disney character. They're like, oh man, you missed it. I was dancing with Mickey, Pac-Man, Mr. Kool-Aid. I feel like some of you taking notes. All right, in conclusion, now you guys have been awesome. I'm gonna leave you with this very proud moment in my life. My son actually said his first words a couple nights ago. Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you don't have kids, let me tell you this, it becomes this weird competition between you and your spouse. Like, she wanted mama, I wanted dada. So I would sit in front of him every day, all day, just dada. Dada. Say dada, I'll leave you. Dada. A couple nights ago, we're sleeping. It's about 3 a.m. He starts crying. We hear him on the baby monitor. Just, yeah, yeah. We did what every responsible parent does. We played the I don't hear a damn thing game. If you don't have kids, this is how you play. You lay perfectly still, and you don't move. It's like a bear attack, because if you move, you have to go get him. That's... We also play that game with the diaper. It's the I don't smell a damn thing game. Yeah. That's where you turn to each other like, you smell something? I don't smell nothing. You smell something? Why are you breathing out your mouth? That's how I breathe. These are tears of joy. That's... So 3 a.m, he's crying. Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden he goes... Dada. Messed us both up. We both sat right up in the bed. She was like, oh my God, he said his first words. I was like, I know. You gonna go get him? She's like, he didn't say mama. She went right back to sleep.
Yeah.